Well, as you know, 70% of all financial law in Ireland is now decided in co-decision making between the European Council and the European Parliament. So the Parliament is a big player on all financial services legislation, on setting the capital levels of banks and the rules for insurers, the rules for asset managers. We have seen a huge level of financial integration at a legislative level since the crisis, and that's a good thing in terms of reducing risk within the financial sector and also reducing market fragmentation. And the Econ Committee is a major player in that. So I was delighted to have been selected by my own political group, the European People's Party, to become the first vice president of the committee, which means that not only do I chair meetings, but I also attend all coordinators' meetings, have access to all the documents in advance before other members of the committee. And as one of the management members of the committee, we decide what areas of work the committee does, how often we have President Draghi before us and all these major players within the financial world. So to have an Irish person in that role, I think, is significant and important. As to what we need to do between now and the European Parliament elections, I think we need to close out the whole agenda on capital markets union. We still have a third pillar of banking union, what's called the EDIS file, which is all around providing a European-wide guarantee within the banking sector. That needs to be closed out. We have a big piece of work on sustainable finance. And, of course, the file that I've just concluded myself on the pan-European pension proposal, we've got to get that negotiation over the line with the Council, which would mean a first time ever a pan-European pension product across the 27 member states of the European Union. So I'm very ambitious for the job that needs to be done the next 7, 8, 9 months between now and the European Parliament elections, and I'm certainly delighted to have taken on the role.
Yeah, and this is a key, it's almost like there's a time pressure really, isn't there, in relation to the fact that the Parliament will actually, you know, effectively rise for the elections. And what kind of challenge does that pose in terms of continuation of policy?
Well, I think we as a committee are very clear about the 5 or 6 areas we need to get done before next March. And that, of course, requires very intensive negotiation and trialogue with Council. Even though the proposals are still coming from the Commission, anything that's really been proposed since March of this year has no chance of getting it through the final laps between now and the election, but can be taken up again after the election. But I think there's about 5 or 6 key areas that I think, if the negotiation goes right, we can get it through the Parliament. And I think that is a time constraint. Effectively, Parliament will continue until March or April of next year, but if it's not done by December or January, it won't be done. So between now and Christmas is the critical 3 or 4 months to finally resolve all these issues.